This week on the Friday edition, we talk with Nathan Sanger. He's one of the project managers for the Hoopla 4 project, funded by the Clean California Grant. He will be taking public comments at a couple of different meetings coming up on Wednesday, April 12th at 5:30 via Zoom, and then another live meeting Saturday, April 15th at 10 a.m. at the Neighborhood Facilities Building. That will also be available via Zoom. Thank you for joining us, Nathan.
Thanks for having me. It's a pleasure to be on your show. Thanks for helping get the word out about the Hoopla 4 project.
Yes. Now, you are actually going to have a Zoom meeting and a live meeting coming up next week.
Yeah. So the idea at this point is, you know, we've done a lot of work kind of in the background working with design committees and focus groups, and we're starting to wanting to reach out to the public and get some public feedback. So the best idea, you know, we wanted to make it available to people who are working and or have time on the weekend. So we have a Zoom meeting on Wednesday, April 12th at 5:30 after work for folks. And then following up on the next Saturday, April 15th at 10 a.m., we're having a live and in-person meeting where people can get the same information and be in person at the neighborhood facilities at the council chambers. There will also be a Zoom for that at 10 a.m. on Saturday as well.
This is the Hoopla 4 project, and these are two of those projects that were identified for that grant. How did you get involved?
Yeah, I got involved starting in September. There was an ad put out in the North Coast Journal for a project manager, and I responded and was able to get under contract in early October. And I also, you know, just a little bit of background, I worked with Greenway Partners back. I was there up until 2019. And while I was there, I got the chance to work with now Chairman Joe Davis and Leslie on the grocery store project. And so I got to meet some of the same folks involved now with the Hoopla 4 project. I worked with Jacqueline Robinson some and JW and some of the other folks that are there on the council now.
You are a consultant, correct?
Correct. Yep, I'm a consultant and I have my own consulting firm, Standing Wave Engineering.
So what all does your consulting entail here? I know you're going to be having some public meetings, both Zoom and live, but what do you hope to get from these meetings?
In terms of the meetings, you know, we've, like I was saying earlier, we've done a lot of work to get to this point. When I got involved, the four sites, they have a real pretty defined scopes that are associated with them, different project elements, but these elements really weren't tied together. There was no, you know, cohesive map or picture put together. And so I've assembled a team. I think we've had seven different designers that we've gotten on board, landscape architects, surveyors, electrical engineers. And so so far in early this year, in February, we've been working with the design committee, and we've also worked with folks on the council and really put together what we're calling a master plan for two of the sites that are more complicated and more rich in terms of updates to them. So that's Pookie's Park and also the rodeo grounds. And so we want to take what we've put together, take what's been all this processing to date and present it to the public and get their feedback, ask them some focus questions on some of the elements and just really get the public's opinion on where things are at and just some of the things that they might want added or subtracted or changed to this point.
So kind of the sky is the limit for these, right? It's more or less whatever anyone would perhaps vote to have, like maybe they come up with three main things and they choose among those three. It could be anything.
I wouldn't say the sky is the limit. That's a good question, a good point. We've really put in a lot of work to get things to where they are at this point. So I would say, you know, wholesale changes, unless, you know, I guess the sky could be the limit. If something really that we haven't thought of or really wonderful comes out of the feedback that we get, we could change it. But ideally, what we're expecting is, you know, just some public feedback on what we've done to date and things that can be more easily changed. You know, for instance, in Pookie's Park, there's several park elements that we really do want the public feedback on, things like you know, there's going to be a new park elements put in there. There's going to be new picnic benches and trash cans and things that we want to understand kind of what the overall park theme would be, some of the different safety concerns that the public might have with how we have the site laid out, maybe changing certain elements to be in different areas. Pookie's Park also, we have a memorial that's going to be going in, so we'd really like some feedback on what the memorial might look like, where it might be placed. Things of that nature is mostly what we're looking to get feedback on, and then also answer any questions the public might have, just in terms of, you know, what the project is, what it entails, the timeline, that kind of thing.
Being an older gentleman, I only go to the park if there's like something like we usually have an employee picnic. We've had a couple of those. And the one thing I did notice is that there's really no parking there. Is there a plan to address the lack of parking?
Yeah. Right now, it's just kind of a free-for-all there, which, you know, in probably a lot of ways has a lot of benefits where you can use every inch of space there. And so we are going to have a lot more focused and dedicated parking areas. In Pookie's Park itself, that front area, the entrance area, we are going to make it much more restricted in terms of how cars go in and out, have dedicated parking spots. So yeah, that is definitely going to be an element of what we have going on at Pookie's Park.
So are we thinking redoing some of the playground equipment too, or maybe increase the amount? The space is used as probably as efficiently as it can be at the moment, but there's still some room back there, especially back toward the back area where things could be kind of filled in.
Yeah, so in terms of the playground equipment, what's there now, we anticipate staying there. It might actually be moved, but we're going to actually bring in some more playground equipment. And like I was saying earlier, that's definitely an element of something we want to get some feedback from the public in terms of the type of park equipment that people might like, the theme, the age focus of the park equipment. And then, you know, there's just going to be some other scope elements that we really like adding there. There's going to be a walkway around pretty much the entire perimeter of the park to allow folks, you know, let's say their kids are playing baseball and they want to a little walk in, or their grandkids are at the park. There's going to be an enhancement of the basketball court itself that's already there, that to make it more full size and get like a surfacing. There's also going to be a stage put in, some lighting, the baseball fields themselves. We've actually reoriented two of them. So right now there's two park baseball diamonds and one that's kind of a multi-use diamond. And so two of them, we want to reorient to face to the northeast. And the reason for doing that is that's the prioritized and most desirable orientation, I guess, for sunlight for the players. And so that will allow, like for the Little League Park itself, that will allow the Little League groups to have tournaments at Pookie's Park, which they can't do now because you have to have a certain orientation of the park. Otherwise, it's not, I guess, efficient or able to hold tournaments. So those are some of the really bigger ticket items that I can think of at this moment.
So is there any plan to integrate solar power into the facility?
There is not at this point. That's a great thing that we've thought of, and I've certainly crossed my mind. I think Pookie's Park would be a great spot to have like solar shade parking. That's not in the grant at this point, unfortunately. There may be, we're looking into, and we may have solar integrated pathway lighting throughout the area. But in terms of solar production and integrating solar at this point, we don't have that.
Okay, so there are some outbuildings there at the moment. Is there a plan to increase the number or perhaps build on to the existing ones?
In terms of Pookie's Park, there is the bathroom in the back that we'll get. It's closed off and not functioning. So that one's going to get some interior work done and remodel the interior. But the exterior itself will probably look the same and make it a pay job. There's also near the batting cages, there's a storage shed that's planned to be moved off site. But in terms of structures at Pookie's Park, we're not anticipating any new structures. The water tower that's there is planned on being painted, painted and made to look a little bit freshened up. But no new structures are anticipated there other than the stage that I mentioned earlier. At the rodeo grounds, however, there are new structures. The main new structure there is going to be a covered steel arena. So that's going to be something on the order of 80 feet by 160 or 200 feet wide. It's going to be this big steel frame structure that's open air, you know, basically a steel structure to support a roof. And beneath that will be an area for folks that want to do different activities with the, you know, rodeo, horses, et cetera, throughout the year. That's the main idea for putting that in. There's also going to be a covered barn that's probably going to be attached to that that will house. At this point, we're looking at up to about 12 stalls to temporarily hold livestock. And then the area that's currently the Warrior Institute, we're looking to potentially add on to that structure. At this point, we're envisioning a new bathroom that will be either connected to or adjacent to it, and then also potentially a snack shack that will be attached to it. And then if that is able to be funded, then the existing building there, the concession stand near the Warrior Institute building, that will likely be removed from the site. That's all I can think of in terms of structures going in.
Well, kind of like Pookie's Park, the parking at that facility is, it's on the grass, and that's fine. And when you're there in the summertime, it's not usually an issue. But if it did increase the amount of things that could be done at the rodeo grounds, you probably want to think about paving at least the front area where the main parking is.
You got it. And that's a great segue to that, too. At this point, the idea at the rodeo grounds is there will be new sidewalk improvements from the parking area and some new dedicated parking stalls that are paved and elevated. And then there will be concrete pedestrian pathways throughout from the parking area to the new covered arena, and also there's going to be new bleachers there. I forgot to mention that there are going to be new bleachers at both sites, both Pookie's Park and the rodeo ground. And so in terms of the parking area, what the goal is at this point is just to get those new parking stalls in, with the idea that there will be more in the future, potential paving in the future. That's kind of the idea too of the master plan is building a plan for things that will be there both now and in the future, so that, you know, whatever we do now will make way for that in the future. So part of this project in terms of the parking area, you know, I'm aware of the different, you know, areas that get flooded and have a lot of water in them. So at this point, we want to put in some new parking stalls and then regrade the remainder of the site parking area that will actually push the water into some dedicated bioswales, which will also have tree planting, so that, you know, parking throughout the year will be a lot better, just kind of like what you're referring to, so there won't be such a big flooded area to manage.
Well, it being that there's going to be a covered arena there, I, you know, naturally being a music guy, think that, you know, we could have bands play there and things like that. Has that been factored in?
Oh, interesting. I don't think that's been brought up. That's a good point. You're saying somewhere to play under the covered arena in the wintertime? Yeah.
Well, no, in the summer, or, you know, there's just the NF as a venue. You know, there's not a lot of venues. Uh-huh. I mean, size-wise, I mean, other than as having it internal, there's nothing outside. And in the summertime, that's a great opportunity to enjoy a summer evening and some music. So.
Yes. Well, I don't know. Yeah, so there's going to be a stage at Pookie's Park. There's going to be also at Tishtang, we haven't really brought up what's going in there, but there's also envisioned to be a stage there. I know that's not really, that's more going to be a place where people have weddings, et cetera, as bands associated with that. So it's not likely to be a venue that way, but there is a stage envisioned for Pookie's Park. I don't think that we'll have enough funding at this point to bring a lot of like wiring and, you know, ability to put lighting there. But as a first step towards that, there should be an elevated stage there as part of this project. And then hopefully in the future, if there's a desire for, you know, lighting or, you know, ability to plug in for all the different stage equipment for bands, et cetera, that could hopefully happen in the future.
Well, we actually had Kid Rock play down at Tishtang. Well, it's been a while now.
Oh, really?
Yeah. He was
cool.
Set up down there, and it was quite the show. Along those lines, has there been the thought to getting a dedicated PA for one or both of those sites? Because that's the last thing people think of. Oh, yeah, we got to be—you have to be able to hear me. And
right.
So, being a sound guy, you know, that's the first thing I think of. So.
Right, right. No, that has not been brought up as something. There's no budget line on them at this point, but that is definitely a good thing to think about, and you know, something that you could join us at the public meeting to introduce.
I might be able to make the Zoom, but unfortunately, I work on Saturdays, so
exactly.
At that time. So,
well, certainly, I will make note of that too. I mean, we're talking here; that's not impossible to add to what people have said. But yeah, just the intricacies and that, how that would work, that would be great. Something to bring up in one of the public meetings.
Well, as we said, we haven't had these meetings yet, but is there like a short list of some things that had been brought up by planning and any other tribal departments? A wish list?
I'm not sure what you mean by that. A wish list of things that...
that they would like to see at these, well, you know, Pookie's Park and at the rodeo grounds. Or are we leaving it completely up to the public, which is not a bad thing. I'm just curious if there's any other, had anyone had thought about...
Oh, you mean... Oh. Yeah, so at this point, we're still putting together what we're going to ask explicitly in terms of getting feedback from the public. You know, generally, we want to present what's going on, where we're at, and get feedback on the master plans. It's too bad we can't, you and I, have that in front of us as part of this interview. But in terms of explicit questions, you know, like I mentioned earlier, what we're really looking for are more general, like themes associated with both park and the rodeo grounds, themes associated with the elements, park elements, like the picnic benches and how we're orienting the site. Beyond that, it's really just open-ended questions, and I think we will have a couple more pointed questions once we're more fully prepared for the meeting, but I can't think of any of the other ones off the top of my head just yet.
Okay. I'm thinking of other things I've seen in public places I've been to and in my journey in life. And one of the things I really enjoyed at this one park is it's obviously had a lot of sidewalks and a lot of greenery around there. But as you went along, there were places to where you could do little exercises and perform exercises. That would be my suggestion. Maybe around Pookie's Park, there'd be a place where you could climb, and there's like things like step exercises are probably one of the easiest things. I'm not talking about weights or anything like that, but you know, physical little stations that you can do, and then maybe mark out, okay, well, if you've been through here twice, then you've walked a half a mile, you know, that kind of thing. Because walking is a great exercise, and thus far we just have the track at the high school to do that with.
Mm-hmm. That's great input. I will definitely note that. You know, I think the possibility of putting some, you're talking about kind of like, you know, push-ups and pull-ups.
Yeah, there'd be a bar here and there at different sizes, one for kids, mm-hmm. one for adults. You know, just what they call it, isometric exercise, just things that you can do.
Exactly.
You know, the step-ups. I'll have to look up that. It was a park in Albany, Oregon that had that. It's Monteith Park. So I'll have to see, look up what they have and maybe make some suggestions that way. Maybe I'll send one of my emissaries there to the meeting to propose that.
Okay. Well, and like, you know, I'm noting that down now, too. I think that's a really good Good idea.
So can you remind folks again when these meetings will be?
Yeah, so we have the two public meetings coming up next week. The first one's going to be Wednesday at 5:30 via Zoom only. And then the following Saturday, the 15th, is going to be in person and via Zoom. And that is going to be at the neighborhood facility starting at...
Is there anything that I haven't brought up yet that you'd like to get out to people?
I think we've covered most of it. You know, Fish Tank itself, we haven't really gone over, and that's not a major focus. You know, what we really want feedback on are these two master plans for the two more complicated sites, two of the sites with the most focused monies and energy. The two other sites, in addition to Pookie Park and the Rodeo Grounds, are going to be the Fish Tank Campground and the neighborhood facilities. And we are really just going to present a lot of what the scope items are and kind of our general plan for those two areas. But we haven't developed master plans. But again, we'll present what we have and solicit feedback, questions from folks. At Fish Tank itself, you know, there's some really exciting stuff going on there. There's going to be a new bathroom. I'm sorry, not a new bathroom, but a new shower and sauna setup, and it's going to be a real interesting design. There's going to be a traditional style sauna building in the middle with a traditional hoopah style building with split cedar wood, and then flanking it on both sides are these going to be these concentric circle structures that are going to be made of pill picker baskets that are going to have like living walls, so they're going to be covered in ferns and stuff. So they're going to have concentric circles of these two buildings flanking the sauna structure. And that's going to be everyone who's seen these plans, and we're going to share them at the public meeting, is really excited. We think it'll be a real draw for folks to come to Fish Tank. The Fish Tank mural is going to be redone. And we have Carl Avery, you know, a real popular local artist who's going to be working on that. There's also going to be a stage put in at Fish Tank and a new walking trail around the park. There's likely going to be a disc golf course there, and then also like a viewing deck near the Trinity River for folks to come in and see and get closer to the river and have a nice viewing deck area. And then at the neighborhood facilities, really what's going to go on there are some new elements. Picnic benches, different areas, items for folks to be able to hang out and be near the neighborhood facilities outside in the kind of the grassy area there. But also one element there that I want to mention is going to be there's going to be a new mural put in by the swimming pool there, and that's going to be done by Deborah McConnell, another well-loved local artist in the community that we're really excited to have her being part of.
Well, you know, we have our Sovereign Day celebration there at the neighborhood facilities lawn. That's primarily almost what it's for, although it also is utilized by the local vegetable, the Klamath Trinity Resource Conservation District to do the Monday markets, which is kind of like a farmer's market type of thing. So,
okay, great.
So those are a couple of things to keep in mind, and I'm sure people will bring it up. Did you say there's going to be a disco at the campground?
I'm sorry if that was not clear. A disc golf course.
Disc golf. Okay. I just want to get that straight. I say, wow. Yeah, a stage and everything. Yeah.
One other thing I want to just say, too. I don't know if it's going to be something that can be shared on the radio or not, but I really do appreciate the opportunity, the work that I've been able to do with the group. It's just been fantastic working with the planning department who, you know, got me under contract, Jacqueline and her team, and just the tribal council and different department heads. It's just been a really fantastic experience working out in the community. I know being an outsider, it's not an easy thing to trust someone from the outside. And I really appreciate the opportunity and hope to deliver all four of these projects as a project manager and make some improvements that the community can be, you know, really proud of and enjoy for years to come.
We've been speaking with Nathan Sanger. He will be hosting a public meeting on Saturday, April 15th, and preceding that a Zoom meeting a Wednesday afternoon at 5:30. Thank you for joining us on the Friday edition, Nathan.
Thanks so much for having me.
The Zoom link, meeting ID, and password for both meetings are available on the KIDE website at kidefm.org. Check the community calendar and look for the dates April 12th and April 15th. The Friday edition is a public affairs presentation of KIDE Hoopa Tribal Radio. We thank you for listening.